You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio now. New internship opportunities have recently been released by Thomas Pocklington Trust as part of their Get Set Progress program, which blind and partially sighted people can now apply for. However, if you might not be sure whether this is for you, we'll be chatting to a few interns to hear their stories and see what experience they have had. Joining me now is Laura, one of the interns that has taken part recently. Laura, can we start with you telling us, you know, why you applied for this program and what you hoped to get out of it when you were applying?
So I'd previously graduated from a modern languages and English literature degree, and I sort of spent like a year applying for jobs. I made precisely 171 applications, and the last one I made was the TPT Get Set Progress application to work at Dolphin. I got it, and I just kind of wanted a bit of a change. I wasn't really kind of finding any opportunities in the publishing side of things, because that's what I wanted to do. And I also realized that as much as I love languages, I love studying languages, I wanted to do something that was language inclusive in my work, but not language focused. And I'd been doing a lot of market research projects and doing website testing for the NHS, the DWP, the RNIB. So when I saw this opportunity to do software testing at Dolphin, accessibility testing, I snapped it up because I thought, yeah, this would be a great opportunity to get, you know, professional work experience and kind of go further into this role and perhaps use my languages within that as well, which I've been able to do throughout.
Let's find out a bit more about your actual role at Dolphin. Can you tell us a bit about kind of what sort of jobs you were doing as part of your internship?
I was an accessibility software testing intern, and this involved testing all forms of Dolphin products. So we have three main products, which is EasyReader, the accessible reading tool, Supernova, which is a magnification tool and screen reader, and also Guide Connect, which is kind of like a simplified version of Windows. And my role was to run different test packs on these different pieces of software. Every time a new major build came out and we were planning a release, I had to sort of make sure that these apps were working as expected and test them with our supported applications, write reports, collaborate with other members of the testing team on various projects, and also update processes for the company as well, just to help us optimize the way we work. For example, the competitor analysis process, I worked on that to ensure that we kind of stay focused and we have a standardized method of competitor analysis testing. I also wrote a blog article for Dolphin promoting EasyReader and kind of describing my experience using it at university.
What sort of impact did taking part in this internship program have on you?
Definitely a massive impact. I would say one of the huge things that stands out is public speaking. I've never been confident public speaking, and it's just not something I've gravitated towards. But with TPT, we get to do a lot of training events on the Fridays, particularly throughout the internship. And we had training from Channel 4 to work on our presentation skills, our public speaking skills in general. And I found that this had a really, really massive impact in the way I express myself and how I get my points across and my articulation. So that was a huge improvement. Another one I would say is very evidently tech, because my role was primarily very tech-based. And I do feel that my skills have definitely improved a lot. I feel a lot more confident operating complex programs using screen readers. And I've also got a really holistic understanding of how screen readers work. You know, like, even though they may be built differently, they always have sort of like there's like a standardized method that they always use, like, for example, first letter navigation across JAWS and Supernova. So I feel like I really have gained a really good general understanding of screen readers, time management, you know, to keeping to deadlines, working in really fast paced environments, collaborating with others. These are all really important soft skills that I do feel have really been enhanced from taking part in this internship.
When it comes to your future career prospects following this internship, what impact would you say the internship program has had on that?
Definitely a massive impact. I mean, as a result of this internship, I've actually been offered a permanent software testing role at Dolphin. So this will be full time because my internship was part time. So I will be working full time at Dolphin from July onwards. And I couldn't be more grateful. I've really enjoyed the work, and I do plan to go further into accessibility testing. I plan to take official accreditations such as the WCAG guideline related qualifications. I also plan to complete the project management Google course, because as part of the internship we also get to take Google courses in areas of interest, and I chose project management because I feel that this could lead to me being an accessibility manager at some point. So that's something I want to do, as well as work on leveraging AI in order to optimize accessibility processes, and work on UX, UX design as well. That's something I'm interested in as well. So yeah, I do plan to stay on at Dolphin and basically upskill in all these different areas, take as many courses as I can, and just keep improving at what I'm doing.
When it comes to barriers in the workplace, what sort of barriers have you experienced before you applied for this internship program that, you know, this has helped you tackle?
So I would say, like, the general barrier that I experienced, mostly since leaving university, it took me a year to actually find employment. That was a barrier in itself. The fact that I kept running into walls and not hearing back, feeling like my applications were going into a void, those were definitely quite difficult, and it can be quite demotivating as well, just to keep doing the same thing and again just not receiving any results. So that was probably the main barrier that I felt that I had in terms of just the workplace. So I had previously done an internship as well at the BBC, and that was amazing. I didn't have particularly barriers there. I felt like it was a really good good kickstart to me understanding how the workplace kind of functions. But it was only a 6-week internship, so I felt like this 9-month internship would really give me kind of a bigger scope into really understanding the workplace and becoming more confident operating around it. So that's what I would say, really.
And finally, you know, what would you say to blind and partially sighted people who are considering to apply for these internships, but maybe a bit unsure? What would you say to encourage them to apply?
Oh, 100%. Please, please do go ahead. There are so many benefits. I think what I love about this scheme is the fact that it is open to just anybody who is blind and partially sighted. You don't have to have had work experience. You don't have to have recently left education. You could be career pivoting, you could be just coming out of education. It just caters to such a wide variety of situations and context. So I just think definitely do apply. It's just so beneficial. You will gain a lot of skills, and the fact that you're doing an internship as well, you're around other people. You know, the cohort for my year was about 40 people, and I really did benefit from being around others who were going through the same thing, other blind and partially sighted people, and hearing from their stories and their experiences. And it's just really, really encouraging and really inspiring to have that around you. So I would say definitely apply, and you never know where it could take you.
Excellent. Well, Laura, first of all, congratulations on your permanent position as a result of this internship program. That is great
news
too. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you very much for sharing your experiences with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.